Well, hello, my friends. This is Pastor D, and I want to take a minute and thank you for tuning in and listening to my podcast here of Finding Hope Monroe. And like I said, I did a trial run. We've been playing around a little bit, a couple here and there. We started off with a group of us doing a few things, and then we went on to, me kind of going separate and doing our own individual things. And I did a trial run one last week, or this last recording. It was an introductory thing, I guess you'd say. And I'm just doing this to kind of learn and kind of grow in this. I have very little experience. Actually, I have no experience in this at all. So I need you to bear with me a few weeks. But I'm just trying different things and playing out a few things and seeing where it goes. And so I wanted to do that. You know, I wanted to go talk a little bit more today and throw another podcast out there and throw it up just for the practice, to be honest with you. But I thought, you know, with Finding Hope Monroe, the podcast, I want to do different things. I don't want to just be on here preaching, or I don't want to just talk silly constantly, which I'm kind of good at that, I guess. I babble a lot. I want to do a mixture of things. You know, people, it kind of says itself, Finding Hope Monroe, you know, trying to help people find hope, whether it be through services they can receive or ministries or things that we offer and give out, or other people offer and give out, or even just the Word of God, you know, bringing forth a little study and a talk, because, you know, that's find hope in the Word of God probably more than anything else and anywhere else in this world. So thank you, Lord God, for that. But again, like I said, today I want to do that too. I want to just be a little different, if you would, with this podcast. So first and foremost, I open in prayer. So let me do that. Lord God, again, thank you. I praise you and give all the glory unto you. Lord, I pray that this podcast and everything that we do, everything that I bring forth, brings honor and glory unto you. I just thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Now, like I said, today, well, the whole podcast thing for me is different. This show, I want it to be different. As you, I don't know if you know, but we're out of Monroe, Michigan, Monroe. And we do, hence Finding Hope in Monroe, huh? we do a local cable TV show through the MPAC, Monroe Public Access Cable Television. And also, we have a Christian radio show, too, that's all geared around Finding Hope Monroe, and that's on Rewind 94.3. Both local shows, we air both on Sunday mornings, and the radio airs Sunday morning, Sunday evening, and then the TV airs Wednesday evenings and Thursday. Sunday evening and Wednesday. I'm all screwed up, like I said. And please understand this, too, people. If you're looking for professionalism, flip it off right now and turn the channel and find somebody else's podcast, because I am no professional. I am straight up, true, raw. And what you see, what you hear is what you get. I don't like deleting. I don't like to sound professional. I like to be me. This is how I am on Sunday mornings when I preach. This is how I am when I walk through life during the day. And this is how I am on the radio, TV, and as you'll see, on podcasts. So I am not going to change who I am to appease anybody out there. So if you can live with that, my friends, so can I, all right? So like I said, I wanted this to be different, and I was thinking about this, and I've been wanting to put a study together a little bit, whether it be on a Sunday morning at service for the church itself, or maybe utilize it through the TV or the radio, but about being different. And when I kind of started going through that and looking at that, I realized that I got to kind of fix our focus, or my focus on God. See, the Word of God tells us that we need to be different. See, if we truly want to follow God in the way He wants us to follow Him, well, then we must be different in the ways we speak, the way we think, the way we act, the way the world is today, okay? So I want to encourage you today to place your focus on God. You know, thousands of years ago, God inspired men to record and write, well, write what we know as the Bible. See, God revealed Himself to them, and God was revealed to others in their lives as they followed Him, and then they focused their lives on Him. See, in His Word, God has commanded us to keep our focus fixed upon Him, on His will, and on His purpose for our lives. So friends, for us to really honor God, well, we need to follow His direction. And I mean in every aspect of our lives. See, it's not about your opinion or my opinion or our preferences. See, if we are true disciples of Jesus Christ, then we must follow all of God's His commandments and His precepts and His ways, if you would. I mean, what I mean by that is, we ain't going to be perfect. I ain't saying that you have to be perfect to the T, but what I mean is we can't pick and choose the ones we like and the ones we don't like. We can't black out the ones that may convict us. We got to follow all, everything. See, at times, that will mean that we are very different. Very different from some of the people around us. See, honoring God or following Him, keeping God at the center of our lives, that requires us to keep our focus on Him. So, God, His Word, and His commandments must be the center of our attention. We must both love and obey our Lord. You know, if you was to jump over, I won't read the whole thing right now, but jump over and look in Deuteronomy 7. Read Deuteronomy 7, the chapter 11, I mean, not 7, I'm sorry, chapter 11, and listen to those words. See, God commands His people to keep focused upon Him, to commit ourselves wholeheartedly to Him. The question is the focus of your heart and mind really fixed on God? See, I ask you, do you seek Him? Do you seek His will in prayer? Do you seek His will in His Word? Do you express, well, let me say this. Do you express your love for Him in the way that you are obedient to His requirements or His decrees or His laws and His commands? I hope so. You know, I'm stretching out here. I'm walking away from the mic because I'm Mr. Professional. I wanted to read you something here. I'm going to jump over here real quick. Give me a second here. It's called being prepared, people. I just something come to mind here, and I wanted to throw it out there at us. I want to read it here, if I can find it. I'm almost sure my Bible has Proverbs in it. I'm going to turn to Proverbs here real quick. I want to look at something. I'm going to be in Proverbs 4, and I want to read you 24 through 27. It says, Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder your path of your feet, and tell your ways to be established. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. Amen. See, wise words, true words, that we must walk in a different direction of the world. You know, we're commanded to walk this right path, to fix our gaze on following God's ways, not to be sidetracked or let the distractions of the world succumb to us. We must stand firm in our faith. Instead of wandering onto the broad way of destruction, we must follow that narrow way, that pathway to heaven. You know, 2 Corinthians 4:18 tells us this, so we fix our eyes not onto what is seen, but what is unseen, for what is seen is temporal, but what is unseen is eternal. See, we need to keep looking through eyes of faith to God, to focus on the things of heaven. The things of this world, they're going to pass, my friends. But the eternal things of God, they're never going to fade away or never going to pass away. So if we must fix our focus on God. We must fix our focus on Jesus Christ. You know, in the book of Hebrews, I know it's chapter 3, verse 1. It tells us, brothers and sisters who belong to God and share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, whom we declare to be God's messenger and the high priest. So I believe controlling our thoughts, well, I'm going to tell you right now, I know that is for me. Controlling our thoughts is the hardest battle we're ever going to fight. Amen? See, that devil, he always seeks to distract us. He distracts our thoughts from God. He'll seek to bring confusion and cloud our mind. The enemy, the devil will divert us from the purpose and plan of God, of what God has for us. See, friends, the devil, he's a liar. He will try to convince you that his way is the truth, if you would. He will seek to discourage you and to lead you and delude you, I mean, and derail you. So please understand. The enemy, listen, this is very important. The enemy has no control other than what you allow him to have. See, when you rebuke him, he will flee. He is already defeated in Jesus' name. See, we don't fight for a battle. We fight from that battle, that victory. We don't fight for the victory. We fight from the victory. Jesus Christ has already won this war for us, if you would. Now we just got to claim this victory in his name. See, if you keep your thoughts fixed on Jesus, he's going to guard your heart and he's going to guard your mind. If you fix your thoughts on Jesus, do not dwell on the negative things of this world. Focus on who you are in Christ, okay? See, if you are in Christ, if you've repented from your sins, if you accepted, acknowledged, and received Jesus Christ, and you repented from your sin, You are saved, and the devil has no dominion over you. See, if you focus on the fact that God has already completed his work of salvation to save you from your sin, Jesus has already came to rescue you, to call you to him, to redeem you. Jesus has risen from the grave triumphant over sin and death. Now, and let me go on here, and ascended to heaven to prepare a place for us to spend eternity. See, if all this falls into your criteria, well, my friends, praise God, you are saved. You know, Hebrews 12:1-3 says, "Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy that was set before him, was he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." Wow. See, when we fix our focus on Jesus, and we fix our focus on the holy life he lived, when we fix our eyes on his sacrifice and on the cross for our sin, fix your eyes on his resurrection. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the lover of your soul. Fix your eyes on Jesus to be saved, to for you to be healed and to be delivered and set free. Fix your eyes on Jesus in your time of need. Fix your eyes on Jesus at all times, my friends. See, friends, we must fix our focus. We must fix our focus of our hearts, our minds, our gaze, our thought, we must constantly keep our eyes upon God and his word. We must fix our focus on his kingdom, his direction, and most of all, we must fix our focus on and our eyes on Jesus and never take them off of him. You know, Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. He is the cause of our faith. He is the reason of our faith. He is our natural, carnal, sinful nature. We are lost without him. But by grace, through faith, he calls us to him. See, his grace empowers faith within us by the power of the Holy Spirit. See, in Jesus, we are in a restored relationship with God the Father. Our faith is in Jesus. Focused on him, fixed on him. Our faith is through him and by the Holy Spirit. His Spirit is alive in us. Amen. See, Christ is our Lord, our blessing, our salvation. His love and grace empowers our faith. Since we believe in him, we are saved and we have the promise of eternal life. Wow. We must not grow weary or lose heart. He's working in us. Well, his working in us will maintain us, keep us, strengthen us. We will persevere. We will finish the race because Christ is with us. So we must keep our heart and our mind focused on him. Friends, this communion table, if you would, helps us to remember what he endured, his trials, his suffering, his sacrifice on the cross, how he endured the pain and punishment that is rightfully ours. You know, Jesus came to save a lost and dying world and trapped and enslaved by the curse of sin. Jesus came to save us from the curse of sin. Jesus came to show God's grace and compassion to this lost, dying world. Jesus spoke the good news and preached the kingdom of God was at hand. His miracles demonstrated the love of God to those in need. His focus was to bring salvation to the lost. You know, Jesus brought focus to Father God, who sent his Son to die and pay the penalty of our sins. See, Jesus went to the cross, not for his sin, you know, for my sin, your sin, for our sins. He paid the price with his own blood for the salvation of all who trust in him. That's you and me, my friends. This means the good, the bad times, our circumstances and our situations. When we face hardships and trials, when we grow weary, you hear me? We got to keep focused on our Lord God and Jesus Christ. You know, I'm not going to sit here and just keep beating it up. I'm going to do some short periodic post on the podcast thing to figure out what's going on. And it's just some notes I threw down today and last night, actually, and this morning a little bit, just trying to put together a sermon or a study coming up, whether it be on Sunday morning service or whether it be, you know, on the radio show, TV show, or heck, even future podcast. I'm just trying to put some things together and figure how this works. So you'll be hearing from me pretty regular, and I'm hoping you will spread the word and enlighten other people with the Finding Hope Monroe podcast, what's coming up. Like I said, I'm Pastor D. I pastor here at a local, little small, non-denominational, community, mission-minded outreach church, if you would, Hope Church of Monroe. And I'm just trying some new and different things, ways I can get out and reach out into the community for the Lord. We like to reach out pretty regularly on outreach and different things we do, servicing the community. And I'm all about giving somebody a box of food, but I truly need to feed their heart and souls just as much as their mouths and their bellies. So this is just one more way I can reach out. And I could really use your help and assistance in possibly spreading the word and sharing this or getting other people to come on board and, I don't know, check us out, see what we're about. Like I said, I threw a couple of these out at one time in the very beginning at the recording studio, and it was me and Craig, which is my minister at the church, and Nikki, who is actually my technical, runs the back of the house show at the TV. She puts it all together, edits it all, and throws it on the TV, so she's a very important part. But we all have an idea what we'd like to do, and we decided, you know what? Instead of us trying to confuse and cross-reference and do all these different things, why don't we just set up our own individual podcast? We're all working for the same reason, bring glory to God. And that way we can each interact with each other or special guest star on the other or however you want to work it. Because Craig's his whole basis for a podcast is looking up when things look down. It's about a Christian recovery, and God bless, it's needed. But I don't want to concentrate on just one avenue of that. You know what I mean? I'm all for it. I like to be part of it, interact with it back and forth and so forth. But I want it to be Finding Hope Monroe all across the board. Recovery is a very important reason to find hope. The Word of God and speaking and enlightening and lifting people up in God's name through His Word is a very important reason to find hope. Offering different ministries and services that come into our community that can help freely help people throughout the community. You give them a hand up, not a handout. That's another way to help people finding hope in Monroe. So I want it to be a variety of things. I want to just sit here one day and just talk silly, man. Talk some smack, have some fun, you know, kid around. If you guys want professionalism, you know, hey, bye. I'm not a professional, don't claim to be, I'm not going to be, I'm not going to put on this big show, I'm not a suit and tie type of guy, I'm a Harley Davidson t-shirt, tattooed, oversized old man biker, and that's who I is. But I love the Lord, and I try my best to follow the Lord, and I try my best to teach and preach the true meaning of the Lord, true biblical truth. I'm not into the traditions, I'm not into all the rhetoric, I'm not into all he said, she said, I'm into what the Word of God says, and we dissect it, we discuss it, and I pray we try our best to live by it. And if that's something you might be interested in, it, come on, jump on, listen to us, hang out with us, talk some smack. You got something good you want to talk about, something to offer the community, give me a holler, man. Get in here and record a show with me. Like I said, I don't care. As long as God gets glory in the end, I'm happy, man. I'm happy. That's all I want is to have a little entertainment, a little uplifting, a little joy, and give God some glory. And you can get a hold of me through Hope Church of Monroe, through Impact, the radio show. My cell phone, 734-755-2884. I use that across the board for anything and everything. If you need help, if you need a hand, if you just need an inspiration, a prayer, if you want to give a word, if you want to talk about something in life, if you've got something you've been through that maybe you can help encourage others to go through and get through and give them some insight, God bless. Give me a holler. Give me a call. We'll sit right here at the church alone. We'll fire up the coffee pot. We'll throw on a couple of headphones and we'll talk smack for a little while. So, you know, I'm going to quit babbling now. This is just something I wanted to do to try to get a little more, I don't know, comfortable doing this and figure out what I'm going to do in the future. And I'll probably be a little more structured down the road, and I'll start getting hopefully a few people want to come in and be part of this and sit and talk, and we can have some good, you know, theological debates if you want, or we can just talk about things going on in town, or we can just talk about some hard times we faced or maybe we're facing, or whatever's coming our way and how we got through them and how maybe somebody else can glean from what we did and maybe get through them themselves. But in all of it, all I ask is when we're all said and done that we bring glory to the good Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm going to go for now. I want to thank you for listening. I pray you'll continue to listen and be part of this. And I just want to say may your day be blessed. And again, thank you. And hey, bye for now, man. Bye for now. Talk to you soon. Bye.